B-Pod Studios.
'97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, welcome back. Happy Friday. Have a little happy hour at home. Hopefully you get relaxed a little bit. Chill for the weekend. Worry about what's happening. How's your bride holding up, my brother?
Holding up. She's worked the last 2 days, so she's a very well-deserved day off today. The nose is still beet red from the mask, but of course you need that mask as tight as possible. So,
yes. You
know, she's dealing with it. She's in the thick of it, intensive care unit. So
God bless her.
But you know, she's hanging. She's happy to have a day off today.
Yeah, good for her. All right, let her rest, and you let you and I talk, and we'll go to our playback, what we love. And this today, we're going to throw back to 2009, the National League Division Series. Phillies and Rockies, this is the big piece. Get me to the plate, boys. Phillies in Colorado, the date, Monday, October the 12th, 2009. It's a 4:09 local start. 6:09 Philadelphia, Brian Anderson, Joe Simpson on the call. Let's start with the series recap as Brian Anderson tells the tale of the Phils Rocks first three games.
And let's get you caught up, tell you what's happened here as we get set for this fourth game. The reigning world champs, the Phillies, the wild card entrants, the Colorado Rockies. Game one was a Cliff Lee masterpiece. He finished what he started, a complete game and a 5-1 Philadelphia win. In game two, it was Yordi Torrealba, a postseason star from 07. He belted a two-run homer, and it led to a Colorado victory in Philadelphia, 5-4. Last night, a thriller here at Coors Field. Brian Howard's ninth inning sacrifice fly, his fourth RBI of the NLDS. Brad Lidge was on for the save. He retired Tulowitzki, and a 6-5 victory in a marathon night here at Coors Field.
Wow, dude, that's awesome. All right, let's check out the pitching back matchup for today in this game for the Phils, Lee. For the Rocks, Ubaldo Jimenez.
Well, this was a day that was supposed to be an off day, but weather forced the cancellation on Saturday, and that means both of the aces are ready to go once again, and both of these aces, Ubaldo Jimenez and Cliff Lee, pitching on their regular rest.
They are. They both should be very strong. Of course, Cliff Lee, as you just said, coming off a complete game effort in game one. However, this is his first ever game to pitch at Coors Field. It's going to be different. As David Wells just talked about, it's a little tough sometimes to get a grip on your curveball. We'll find out what he goes to in his arsenal today. But for Ubaldo Jimenez, he's a guy who's got to be more aggressive today than he was in his first start. He certainly has to go farther than 5+ innings like he did in game one.
Jimenez has one of the great fastballs in all of the game. He can hit triple digits with that fastball. We might see that tonight here in Denver.
All right, well, we saw early Phil jump on the board. First of all, Jimmy leadoff, working the count, letting Victorino see what Ubaldo has. So he flies out on a full count, but Victorino makes him pay.
And Bob Apodaca and Jim Tracy commenting on Jimenez, what they'd like to see differently tonight than what we saw in game one. He loves the swing and miss pitch, and his swing and miss pitches are his breaking balls, his split finger fastballs. They wouldn't mind if he pitched to contact, as Victorino sends that one deep to right. That one's got a chance, and it's gone. Shane Victorino with a home run. A lightning bolt of a shot from Victorino. Just like last night, the Phillies strike first with a long ball.
Well, he caught up to that one, didn't he?
Wow, there he was. Victorino, home run. Bottom of the inning, Rockies threaten against Lee. Runners on second and third, one out. Tulo, who might be one of my favorite all-time shortstops. Troy Tulowitzki up at the plate. And then Lee strikes him out, and then Garrett Atkins up. He said it's a 3-1 count. What would happen?
In game one, Lee had two on base with two outs, got out of the inning, and ended up finishing the game. At one point, he retired 16 straight Rockies back at Citizens Bank Park. Atkins off the end of the bat. Jimmy Rollins, the Gold Glove shortstop, will take care of him to end the inning. Cliff Lee bends a little, gives up a couple of leadoff hits, but no runs, and we head to the second inning.
The big was a strikeout of Tulo. Let's go to the third inning. Phil's base is loaded, one out. Worth and Ibanez up. Take a listen to what happens.
The 1-2. And Worth chases one. A strikeout for Jimenez. His third strikeout. And it's out number two while the bases remain loaded. Action pitch coming. Nowhere to put him. 3-2 to count. Two outs. The runners take off. Ibanez swings and misses. Unable to check it. And a big strikeout. They're pumping the fist here in Denver.
What a finish to the inning. Great job by Jimenez.
Wow. Phil's usually with a runner on third and one out, we get the run home, but not that day. And you wondered. Then the fifth inning came, and Chase Utley did not strike out.
Short lead for Gonzalez. Fowler rolls one to second. Utley will place the tag on Gonzalez. Shovels one to first for a double play. Outstanding play by the Philadelphia second baseman, Chase Utley. Inning over. And Lee, three scoreless on the board.
All right, so what happens is Utley starts the 4-6-3 double play. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Still 1-0 Phillies. Lee in a bit of trouble. Two outs. Jimenez just extended the inning with a base hit to put runners at first and second. And up comes one of the better young hitters in the game, Cargo.
Gonzalez has been on base 11 times in this series. Has nine hits, eight of those hits against left-handed pitching. He had two hits against Cliff Lee in game one while batting out of the two-hole. Homered here last night, part of a three-hit game. In a game where he scored three runs. You get the idea. Off the end of the bat, Jason Wirtz settles under it, and Cliff Lee keeps mowing him down. The Rockies strand two base runners, their best threat since the first, but they come up empty, and it's still 1-0.
All right, now let's go top six. As Lee escapes, Worth, after the strikeout with the bases loaded, back up the plate, one out, nobody on. Take a listen.
That one's hit well, deep right center field. Jason Worth has sent one out of here. Worth with his second home run in the postseason. An opposite field missile. And a 2-0 Philadelphia lead.
Remember earlier, we talked about Jason Worth and how they were tying him up, but he likes the ball out away from him. And that curveball stayed up high and out over the plate. And that's the way these Phillies are. You can make them look bad for most of an at-bat, and then all of a sudden, bang, there's one over the fence.
Ah, that was Worth, vintage Burt Worth, who would go the other way. He was terrific at doing that. Bottom six, though, Lee has been in trouble most of the game, able to escape, but not here.
Lewinsky sends that one into the gap. That is going to fall. It's going to go to the wall. Helton from first base trying to score. He'll be waved home. Here comes the throw from Rollins. The tag, not in time. Helton scores. And the Rockies are on the board.
This is what the Rockies needed to ignite this crowd. Good swing by Tulowitzki to the gap. Helton racing around the bases. A good relay here, but Rollins throws a little bit to the first base side of the plate. And that's all that Todd Helton needed.
All right, let's skip a little bit. They got out of the inning because of a Tulo base running error. But let's skip ahead to the eighth inning, Junis. Score is still 2-1. Phil's now bases loaded. Oh, but again, they get no runs.
Ruiz, though, a very good clutch hitter. The bottom of their order. And a good fastball hitter if Betancourt makes a mistake with it.
Ugly on his toes at third. And a little bouncer. Tulowitzki ranging over. Picks up the short hop, makes the play. And Betancourt gets out of it. The Phillies strand the bases loaded for the second time tonight. Now the Rockies will send the top of their order.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, so they have top of the order now. Lee's able to retire Carlos Gonzalez, but then he runs into some trouble. Two on, one out, and Charlie makes a pitching change. Remember how he used to get crushed for the double switch? Well, this time it pays off. Madsen on the mound, and Ben Francisco, you remember that name? Heads out to right field.
Tulowitzki got jammed, a little fly ball. Francisco coming in, he lays out, and he makes the catch. What a play by Francisco. An incredible catch for out number two.
He's getting the cheers from Victorino and everybody in the Phillies dugout. What a time for a defensive change. There's no way Raul Abanez gets to this ball. No way. And Francisco lays out and makes a spectacular catch at a crucial time for the Phillies.
Oh, and how risky is that dive? If that gets by him, the Rockies are going to take the lead.
Wow, man. Genius by the skip. Genius by Charlie. However, that was only the second out of the inning. And up to pinch hit for Garrett Atkins, 38-year-old Jason Giambi. First pitch swinging off of Madsen.
Two outs. Here's Jason Giambi. Jim Tracy's going to take a shot at it right here. Giambi pinch hitting for Garrett Atkins. As Giambi gets sawed off. That's going to fall. A base hit. Here comes Fowler. Francisco's throw is cut off. We're tied.
Giambi didn't waste any time. They did try to pitch him in. He fought it off and found a nice place for it.
That's right. That ties it. On a pitch, what a thrilling game. But Madsen's in trouble. Right now, he allows two more base runners. And up comes your Victory Alba.
Two below-average runners for the Rockies. All three Philadelphia outfielders with above-average arms. And that one's driven into right center field. Victorino is on the run, still on the run. Can't get it. It's off the wall. Helton scores. Giambi scores. And the Rockies have taken the lead. Mr. Rocktober comes through again for the Rockies.
And what a huge hit. And he really peppered it into right center. And to say that he was fired up is an understatement.
A huge hit in Rocktober, Judas. No, but the Phillies would say something about Rocktober. The fight. The Rockies get two quick outs in the top of the ninth. But the Phillies weren't dead. Trailing 4-2. Victorino's on. He steals second. Up. Chase to the plate. And remember what Ryan Howard had said. Whatever you got to do, get me to the plate, boys. So here is Chase getting Howard to the plate.
Chase Hudley's got to know he's going to get a good pitch to handle here. Ryan Howard is on deck. Street does not want to bring the go-ahead run to the plate.
He's got to know, too, that everything's been away.
Oh, just missed. Ugly walks. And now it's game on for the Phillies. Their best run producer coming to the plate. Ryan Howard steps up, representing the go-ahead run.
All right, so here it was. Utley, keen eye, works the walk. Howard said, get me to the plate, boys. He's at the plate, and he does this.
Howard sends one to right. On the run is Gonzalez, and he cannot get there. It bounces off the wall. Can Utley score? Victorino's in front of him. The throw to the plate. Utley scores, and the Phillies have tied it. Ryan Howard delivers. A two RBI double, and the Phillies come off the deck to tie it up in the ninth.
Ryan Howard again for the Phillies.
Ryan Howard, the peace clutch for the Phillies, ties the game. They still, it's 4-4. Now it's Jason Wirth's turn. Listen to this.
And Wirth sends one to right. That's going to fall for a base hit. Here comes Ryan Howard, and he will score. The Phillies have taken the lead here in the ninth. Three runs are in.
This is an amazing club and a very resilient one. The confidence in which they play is something to really behold, because they don't panic. They're patient. And here's another case of some smart hitting.
Oh, that was beautiful, right? The Fightins tie the game. Now we go to the bottom of the ninth. Lynch on the mound. Coors Field looking for magic. Take a listen.
Gonzalez will hit next. Another left-hander as the Rockies go back to the top of the order. And then it'll be interesting to see what Charlie Manuel does at that point. Little bouncer. Rollins better hurry. Young is just out. Jimmy Rollins with a good throwing arm guns down Eric Young Jr. for out number one.
It's a good thing he didn't hesitate, or this would have been an infield hit.
He's got a short lead at first. Fowler breaks his bat. Rollins has it. And it's out number two. And the Phillies are an out away from advancing in this postseason. And a date with the Dodgers beginning Thursday. Well, this is an action pitch. If he goes to 3-2, the runners will get a head start, which could come up big for the Rockies with a base hit. The 2-2. And Tulowitzki is down on strikes. Brad Lynch does it again. And the Philadelphia Phillies are headed to the NLCS, a date with the Dodgers on Thursday. In four games, the Phillies take care of the Colorado Rockies, and Brad Lynch comes up with another postseason save. That is number 15 of his career in 17 tries, and the dream stays alive for the Phillies. They advance, and the opportunity to repeat as World Series champions, they take one step closer to that fact.
Hey, man, you forget how crazy it'd be. Lynch was amazing. Shoot us. How good was Lynch there?
Yeah, I mean, he was incredible. You go back to 08, the 48 for 48, just perfection throughout the entire season. He started losing it a little bit around that, like that 2010, 2011 area. But, I mean, he was still dominant in 09, just incredible in 08.
Well, I mean, in 09, remember during the regular season, he struggled a little bit. But that, I mean, that's a big moment. Coors Field, right? They got Young, Cargo, and Tulowitzki up. I mean, that's a man save, you know? Amazing. All right, we're going to come back, and we'll get back to your phone calls and special guests to talk about the topic of the day, which has been Michael Jordan. We'll talk to Tim Legler. We'll talk to Legs, man. See how Legs is doing. And we'll talk about the greatness that is Michael Jordan in the documentary that's going to air Sunday night. It's Cuz Radio with Chunas right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's talk about DraftKings, shall we? That's right. The sports landscape's ever-changing. This week's no different, right? But luckily for all of us sports fans out here, DraftKings Sportsbook has us covered. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Well, they know a thing or two about sports-inspired payday. They're based right here in the United States, not offshore, so you know that your funds are safe and secure. There's no need to meet your man in the barbershop or parking lot, whatever. Not a bet on sports. You don't have to worry about that. DraftKings Sportsbook, you can bet from anywhere, wherever, whenever. You don't have to leave your house. Since launching, DraftKings Sportsbook has skyrocketed to the top of the App Store. It's the top-rated sportsbook app out there. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code FANATIC when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code FANATIC to get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.